Brian Noonan in for Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN. For a huge segment of America, very sad news coming out of Los Angeles tonight. Hugh Hefner, the founder of Playboy, is dead at 91. Reports on Twitter that were confirmed from Playboy said he died of natural causes, surrounded by friends and family. As I said, you know, for a lot of guys of a certain age, Playboy was a centerpiece of growing up. And part of that centerpiece, of course, was the centerfold, the Playboy Playmate. And Candace Jordan was Miss December 1979. You read her all over. She is writes the Candid Candace column. That's a lot of C's for this hour of the morning for the Chicago Tribune. She also has her own blog, CandidCandace.com, of course, her Chicago Now blog. You've heard her here on WGN. You see her everywhere because she knows everything that is happening in Chicago. And Candace, one, thank you for joining me. Two, I'm very sorry for the loss of your friend today.
Thank you, Brian. I've got to be honest. I feel like I've lost a piece of my history, and I'm shaking. And, you know, I mean, he's 91. Yeah. Everybody knew it was going to come sooner or later. But, you know, he was the type of man you would think would live forever. And when his brother Keith passed not so long ago, I thought I could hear the bells tolling for him, and sadly now it's come to pass. And like I said, I've known him for so many years, and I've admired him for so many years, and it's a real tragedy, and it's a huge loss for everybody, the world over.
That is true, because he, you know, besides the magazine, which everybody knows, and Playboy TV, there was a lot. There were many layers to Hugh Hefner, a lot of political activism, all of that. But we know the public persona. You actually knew the guy. What can you share with us that, you know, from the outside, we thought we knew one guy, but he was different?
Well, I will tell you that he was one of the most gentle souls that I have ever met in my life. I lived at the mansion in Chicago when he was there, and both my husband and I have visited the mansion in L.A. numerous times since he's moved out there. And, you know, one of the things that a lot of people say, you know, especially the feminists who, you know, call him a pornographer, right, and everything else, I knew so many of the women that he had fallen in love with, or that he had fallen in love with him. And to this day, to the minute he passed, he was friends with almost all of them. I mean, as a matter of fact, he would host their weddings at his mansion. I've seen him pay for their baby showers at his mansion. I've known women that have fallen on hard times that he dated in the past that he would surreptitiously slip money to. I mean, I won't tell you how I know it, but I know it to be a fact. So he was wildly admired by the people who knew him, both men and women. And far from being someone who disliked women, as a lot of people like to say, he was a lover of women and treated them with the utmost respect. I knew him in a way that I wish everybody could have known him.
Well, and that was part of the knock on Hugh Hefner back in the day when he had the big battles with Gloria Steinem. People said, right, you know, he objectifies women, and he famously called feminism foolishness. But he somehow persevered through all of that, and his longevity is amazing.
Well, let me tell you one thing, that the women that posed for Playboy, or the women that became centerfolds or worked in the clubs as bunnies, they didn't have a gun put to their head to do that.
Right.
I mean, he didn't force any of these girls to do this. They were thrilled to have these jobs and thrilled to get a leg up and thrilled to be able to have an opportunity. You know, when bunnies first started, there was a lot of opportunities for women, and this was a way to make really good money very fast. And so for a lot of people who, you know, might not have had an opportunity for a college education, this was another path that they could take. And I personally benefited from it. I owe him not only my memories, but I owe him so much more. I mean, as a lot of the people do that worked for him and with him. And so I poo-poo that kind of a comment, because it's just blatantly false.
It's always easy to criticize from the outside, but there's always something inside. Again, the longevity of his enterprise and the fact that, you know, people like you and people who've been in the Playboy industry for a long time all seem to speak very highly of him. So there has to be, you know, there has to be truth to it when you get this universal chorus of people praising him.
You are so right, Brian. That is exactly the truth. And I'll tell you another thing. I've had the opportunity and the good fortune to have met and spent time with Cooper, his son. Mm-hmm. And I am proud to say that he is the spitting image of his dad. He's humble, he's kind, he's smart, he's caring, and he's going to be a wonderful legacy for both his father and the Playboy brand. And so that is just makes my heart happy to know that he's in the position he's in now.
Well, and that's for fans of the Playboy brand, that's good news, because we all know it's been a tumultuous past couple decades for Playboy with the
right.
You know, with internet coming in and all these other people trying to take little pieces of their market share. Things have been rough, and I know you were very outspoken when they decided to make the big change in the magazine, which has since been reversed.
It was ridiculous. It's like McDonald's without hamburgers. I mean, it's something that was just impossible. And fortunately, as soon as Cooper came on board and was given the authority to do so, he got rid of that
right.
foolishness. And I think the magazine looks better than ever now. I think it's got a fresh 21st century look to it, because he sees it, even though it's through his father's eyes, it's with a 21st century sensibility. And so I think it's all good, and I'm sure that they are absolutely mourning his loss now, but you know, it's good to know that the legacy that he's worked so hard to build up and that he believed in and, you know, sacrificed for and, you know, almost got put in prison for, I mean, that legacy still stands and is going to go on full strength, and thanks to Cooper. So, you know, it's not all bad.
Candace, you Hefner led a life that most guys, myself included, idolized. We thought, oh man, this has got to be the best life ever. You were part of it. You were part of it here. You were part of it in Los Angeles. What was it really like when you'd go into one of these big mansion parties? Was it as crazy as we all would believe?
Yes, it was. It was surreal, and I got to tell you, I was lucky to take my husband to a few of these parties, and I mean, you know, every man on the planet that I know wanted to be invited to one of these parties, and he was like, it was surreal. It was like what you dream of, except better. I mean, the girls were all gorgeous. They're in lingerie. Everybody's having a great time. I mean, in the heyday, the spreads he would put out, I mean, there'd be lobsters and oysters and waiters and waitresses, and, you know, I mean, people just having a blast. It was no holds barred, and, you know, I mean, the grotto was famous for that, but the grounds were magnificent. The mansion itself, even though it was a huge mansion, it was very charming. It had his taste and imprint in it, and it was decorated beautifully, and it was warm and inviting, and, you know, they would have the lights lit up out front, and, you know, he was one of the only one that had a fireworks license. I mean, it was grandfathered in because he'd, you know, arranged for that to happen so long ago, so he could have fireworks. He has a zoo there. He has a little zoo that is also a grandfathered in aspect of the mansion. So, I mean, what you can imagine and then some, that's how fabulous it was.
And I thought it was very nice that when the mansion sold last year, that it was, you know, they had made the provision that he would be able to stay there until the time of his death. And so now at least he got to go out at the place that he built. And
100% correct, right. But I, you know, I don't know how easy that must have been to know that your next door neighbor is hoping you get a head cold every time you go out the door. But, you know, that was the arrangement. And like you said, yes, he was able to pass away at the place he loved. So in that respect, he went out the way he probably wanted to.
So most of us will remember Hugh Hefner for the magazine. That to us will be his legacy and the lifestyle that he created and the Playboy philosophy. If you were to give us your lasting impression, what would your eulogy or remembrance of Hugh Hefner be?
A man who made one of the biggest impacts on my life that I know, and a man who put me on a path that I would have never been able to dream for myself. And that's how I will always remember him, as somebody who I owe a debt of gratitude to.
Well, Candace, again, I'm sorry for your loss, but thank you for jumping on with us tonight. I appreciate it, and people will be reading your stuff all over. And keep hobnobbing with the celebs and the socialites. It's always entertaining.
Thank you, Brian. Thanks for having me on.
You're
thanks
welcome.
For letting me share my views of a man I loved. I appreciate it.
We appreciate it, and again, our condolences. Thanks again, Candace. That's Candace Jordan. You can read her Candace column in the Tribune. Why am I having trouble with alliteration tonight, Michael? You know, I love alliteration. That's my favorite thing, And now I can't even say it. So Candid Candace is in the Tribune, CandidCandace.com. You can read her at Chicago Now, her own blog. She's everywhere. And she was Playmate of the Month, December 79, her memories of Hugh Hefner.